Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Deadlines are approaching for meat processors to take advantage of some grant money. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, talking with DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski. He gives us an update on the state's progress in bolstering the meat processing industry. But first, he says, don't forget that grant applications are due on Friday.
Well, the first round of grant funding that the governor made available in his biennial budget went fast. We had a lot of applicants and more applicants than we had funding available. Those dollars are out there being used. That's great. But we have a deadline coming up. This Friday is the deadline for the meat processor grants that the governor set aside, $10 million in ARPA funding. So there's a lot more funding available this time, and these grants are up to $150,000. They're for meat processors so that they can grow, modernize, expand their operations. The goal here is to provide some resources so that the meat processors can expand the resiliency of their operations.
Any idea of the numbers yet on how many applicants have come through so far?
Unknown right now. They keep coming in on a daily basis. What we saw last time with the applications is a lot of them came in at the very last minute. And so with the deadline coming up on Friday, I expect we'll continue to see that build. We're just happy to be able to provide some resources to the industry. We're a partner in helping them grow and build resiliency in the supply chain.
Yeah, again, that grant deadline is August 19th, this Friday. And then when will the money start rolling out?
Well, we expect to see quite a few applications, so our staff will have to review them all. It's a competitive process, so people need to understand that. And we hope to see the funding roll out sometime in the fall, so that folks can get moving on the projects that they want to put in place.
Secretary, can you remind us of some of those success stories from maybe the first round of grants, some specific examples of what this money's been used for? I don't know if any particular story stands out to you.
Well, it's recent enough so that in some cases we haven't seen the completion of a project. But what I can say is the funding's available for processors, big, medium, and small. That's the value of the way the governor has set it up, is that we want to be able to make sure that we have processors of all size have an opportunity to be successful. And we see this. I mean, here we are in Greene County. We have meat processors here who have a relationship with the farmers in the area. They might be a smaller operation, but they could take on some additional capacity and they want to. So they should be able to get some support for that as well, all the way up to some of our bigger operations. So one of the successes I would say is that we've seen all different sizes of plants be interested in this. And I think that's the value, is we're supporting a diverse set of businesses in Wisconsin and just helping them to expand to meet the need of consumers.
When a processor expands, they also need the workforce to help out and run the processing plant. So on the talent development side of things, some things have already been underway, including a new website to connect employers to potential employees. Tell me about that recent development.
Yeah, that is really exciting. Great segue on your part, I would say, too. And that is that if we're going to see the industry expand like we hope to do, like they hope to do, they're going to need employees. And right now everybody's looking for employees. So what Governor Evers did is he set aside funding from the federal ARPA dollars for something called the Meat Talent Development Program. And so what we've been able to do is set up a relationship with the Wisconsin Technical College System, which is a great way to deliver some programming. 9 different campuses across the state of Wisconsin are going to be participating in this program. They're developing programs to help get people trained in the meat processing industry, and then get them out and help them find jobs. And so step one is we're building programs in the tech colleges, and actually we're also developing a curriculum for high schools so that they can get young people some training even before that. We continue to hear from the industry. We just want to get people who have, good work ethic and a few skills, and we'll train them up. So I think the starting point is getting those technical college programs up and running, and they'll be up and running this fall. And the other part is the state's going to be a partner in that. We're going to be doing tuition reimbursement for people who are involved in this meat talent development program.
Yeah, and you recently toured 3 of those technical colleges that have meat processing programs or that will have them underway this fall. one of them being Madison College in Madison, the Fox Valley Tech, and then North Central. Tell me what stood out to you touring those facilities and hearing about how the partnership with the state has influenced those programs.
The good news is the programs are in different stages and they may focus on different things, but yet they still provide a really good solid core education when it comes to meat processing and the culinary arts. So in some cases, and I would say Madison College is a pretty robust program, they may be the initial point for classroom instruction that can be broadcast out to those places that might not have the facilities to do that kind of training, and then they can do some of the hands-on training remotely. That's a really unique aspect of this, is that we can connect the colleges because of the way they operate. The other thing I would say is that the beauty of the technical college system is that they have some regionality to the students that they bring in. Not solely, but you know what we saw at North Central Technical College was that they have a really good understanding of the volume of meat processors that are there and what the needs are in the industry. So they've got a really good understanding of the demographics of the industry. And then they understand it's their role, and they embrace it to provide the training that gets people prepared for that workforce.
There's a training coming up again later this week that if you attend, then you get tuition reimbursement to continue on in your meat processing education. Is there going to be anything more like that in the near future?
Well, we certainly are glad to work with the University of Wisconsin-Madison on HACCP training. It's a way that we thought would be good to have the industry also be part of this. I mean, these might be people who are already in the industry who are getting some additional training, and that's a good thing. So it's training in retraining the workforce. We hope to continue to offer opportunities like this as we move forward. Obviously, when Governor Evers set aside the funding, it's through the federal ARPA dollars, which has an end date associated with it. But we're going to put those dollars to use every chance we get. One of the things that we're really excited about, too, is the fact that there are going to be three mobile training units that are going to be part of the funding that goes to the Wisconsin Technical College system. The beauty of that is they can take the training to farmers out into the field a little bit, and that's just another way to connect the dots between the livestock industry and the meat processing industry. So we're pretty excited about that. And then that last step that you mentioned on the front end is making sure we're connecting these people that are in programs to the industry. And the industry's been very supportive, very committed, and they've been saying, again, once we get people with a few skills, we'll make sure to get them in the work and get them in the workforce. And so we've developed a new meat career pathway website that people can go to visit. We've already had some interest in that. We've had people come to our booth in the state fair saying, hey, my son or daughter might be interested in this. Where do I get more information? So we're really excited. It's a good example of how just a little bit of investment by the state can help to develop these relationships that can build the workforce.
That's Randy Romanski, the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. You can find more details on the deadlines, grants, and meat talent development that Secretary talked about at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.